Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
All you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved and incredibly sexy people. So I'm using one of the tools that I teach you. I'm laughing. I am laughing to release the frustration of two computers that I couldn't get on for a half an hour and went into a slight panic mode about not being with you. But then I remembered my beautiful Stephen would just run the show from there and all would be well. But, you know, and no buts. And getting ready once I finally got the computer on. Thank God my daughter had to get up and go to the bathroom so I didn't have to wake her up. I went, wow, now I have to get back in balance. I can feel me a little tweaked here. As Stephen said, decompress, Dee. So I thought, I'm going to start laughing. And, you know, it works. The stuff I teach you works. You got to remember to use it, though. Okay. This weekend, I'm going to be in Ohio and already having lunch with some of you beautiful people out there. Yippee. I'm going to be there for a sci-fi convention. So if you want to see the other side of Dee, come on by. October 30th, guys, is our next webinar. As you will see today, I mean, the information has been coming in ever since I announced it, and it's almost a month away. It's October 30th, and it's on the electrical charge of the universe. More and more and more discernment every day around this, and it's really exciting. I'm understanding more fully for the first time exactly what all this thought stuff is about and why it works. So I hope you'll join me October 30th. You know, you can go to IMD Wallace and sign up there. And I'm really excited that the gratitude of self-love, this is the new experiential 21-day program that the channel and I got together to create for you. It starts November 3rd for 21 days. Again, of course, you can sign up from my e-blast. If you're not on the e-blast, get on it, dudes. That's where it all starts. That's where the information starts. Sign up at imdwallace.com, and the Gratitude of Self-Love is there to sign up, and, of course, on the website. November 9th, I'll be with Joe Vitale in Austin, and I know a lot of you are visiting me down there. I send out a heartfelt gratitude for all of you that come and really support me. We had, I think, 10 people from the community in Doylestown. It was awesome. And now I'm working with her to create a tour that goes through Boston and Connecticut and stuff for next spring. So I'm really excited about that. And then November 10th, Sheila Gale's doing this big Hollywood event with Rika and some other people, and I'm one of the keynotes on that. So lots of exciting stuff going on in the life of Dee. I hope you'll join me. Oh, I'm so excited about the gratitude of self-love, guys. I'm doing it with you. I'm doing every single thing that was brought in, and I thank Tanya Martinez for helping me get the videos and everything in place around that. She was such a big help for me. I want to start by saying that worrying is not creating. Somebody coined the phrase on Monday's show, energy schizophrenic, when the part of us that wants to is fighting the part of us that's in fear of. And we kind of go into yes, no, yes, no. And she said, oh, I'm an energy schizophrenic. And I thought, oh, my God, what a perfect coined phrase. So worrying is not creating. Worrying is actually sinning against your own energy. It's wasted energy, and it takes your focus on the very thing that you do not want. So stop it. And if you don't know what I'm referring to by that, go Google Bob Newhart, Stop It, and watch it, because you will really get it. Okay, this is part of the information that's coming in for October 30th. Your aura is an electromagnetic field, and the relationship between the electromagnetic field is the relationship between the electric currents of you and the magnetism that you put out. In other words, you have to plug you in. And what we call thoughts are really emotions that have an electrical charge. That electrical charge is sent out to the ionosphere through your aura, your electromagnetic field. And what we have been terming bounce back to us from the ionosphere is actually us magnetizing the like charge back to us. So picture, I know a lot of you have seen my I Am Light webinar. It's no longer available on the website, so don't look for it. But remember, I brought in masses of colored balloons. So just think of the ionosphere, the atmosphere, the universe, as masses and masses of colored balloons. And all those colored balloons represent every thought slash emotion slash electrical charge that we've ever experienced. What happens then is, let's say I say to myself, oh my God, I'm just not worthy. I'm just not worthy. That elicits an electrical charge through an emotional reaction that is sent out from my aura, and the universe goes, oh, let me find what matches that, and it sends the balloon of the same electrical charge back to us. That's why we keep repeating patterns and keep getting the same stuff back to us, because we have not changed the electrical charge. Now, why that's important to understand is that you can't do it just through a thought process, because the thought is actually an electrical charge emotion. That's why I keep asking you to go in and play pretend, to change the thought by changing the electrical charge that's around it, so that you get excited about money instead of worrying about money. You have to change the original charge that's located usually through your little child. So how that works with the body is the same way. When you experience an electrical charge, so let's say you are angry, and you, when you think an angry thought towards someone, because this is an easier thing to feel, which is why they gave us the red dot, because they want us to start feeling what love feels like. So when you have the thought, emotional reaction, electrical charge of anger, what that does is it goes up through your nervous system, hits your pituitary and pineal. That gets dumped back into your bloodstream, and your bloodstream takes it to every major organ in your body. Now, if that keeps happening and you don't replace the thought, aka new electrical charge, then you can see over time why diseases manifest themselves, because you keep dumping back the same chemical direction into your body. So wrapping it up in the most simple way, you need to pick a new thought and a new perspective and feel what that's like. What does it feel like for me, for instance, to be respected as a major star? What does that feel like? Because that's what I had to get back into alignment so I could start doing this wonderful work again. And what they want is to come together to feel and create. So I want everybody to go to your love place now so that you are in the electrical charge of love. And around that, we are feeling and sending out that I am nurtured and I am honored and I am respected by this world and the universe. And I'm feeling love around that knowing. This is who I am. Loved, nurtured, honored, and respected in this world and by this universe. And so it is. They would like you to dwell on that and keep taking yourself back to that statement and matching it up with the charge in the universe. And then be aware of how, even in the smallest ways, you start realizing or the world starts mirroring back to you that you are loved and respected and honored. Whew. Okay, so around all of this, we are balancing the energy, if there's any new callers here, by claiming I am divine love. We're also invoking or using the symbol, which just sends out exponentially that divine love for as completely and exponentially as it can be sent out. Okay, I can go to the calls. And Ms. Jeannie, where have you been? We've missed you. What's up, babe?
Jeannie's been very busy.
I know. I've been following you, all your little interviews and everything.
You have? Well, God bless you. So that's where I've been, and I said to myself, I have to change my Thursday appointment at 11 o'clock because I'm missing D all week.
Well, you are certainly one of our poster children for creation this year, Jeannie.
I'm honored.
She wrote the book. She got it finished. She finished her second one. She's out promoting it. It's doing really well. Tell them the name of it again. I'm sorry.
All That Matters.
All That Matters.
And there's a review from someone named Dee Wallace who said, when this becomes a film, I want to star in it.
That's right, baby.
And it's hers.
Okay, well, we'll envision that and certainly create an electrical charge around that, Jeannie.
And you can check it out on Amazon.com. It's the third book, and the fourth one I've been very busy on. It's not a novel. It is what they call self-help, but what I call common sense in today's world, going on and on and on into the new age.
Well, that's brilliant, and that's what you do, you know, and that's what creation is. You finish one, and you celebrate that, and you continue to celebrate that while you create something else.
Oh.
And I want to talk for a minute about overwhelm because it's been up big time in all of the private sessions I've been doing.
Mm.
Overwhelm is basically not living in the moment, guys. And when you go out of the moment, you start going, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that, and you start putting it in the future, and you don't handle things in the moment. And the more you handle things in the moment, the less overwhelm you have. You got it?
Most definitely true.
Yeah, well, I know I'm preaching to the choir there. Thanks. It's great to hear from you, Jeannie, and congratulations.
Oh, I missed you so much. 2 days you were on this week, and I was not available.
I know. I expected you to be on Jennifer's call last night, too.
I was with Nina Pratt from Gray Advertising.
Well, good for you, baby.
And she loved it.
Good. Congratulations.
So we've got something else going. And hey, I love you all.
Yeah, we love you too, baby.
I know.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And well, and what a perfect, you know, that people say to me, oh, my God, Dee, how do you juggle everything you do? By loving it, by staying in the moment, by telling myself I have more than enough energy to do everything, plus be in love and have a new boyfriend. So Dee's a happy girl. Okay, Carolyn, Oregon, what's up?
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Carol.
It's so wonderful to talk to you, and I want to just thank you for everything you do.
Well, thanks, baby.
Well, it's really been helpful. I've got this healing challenge going on. It's kind of holding me back because the body is not feeling good.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
They already want to stop you because they want to make a clear distinction. It's not holding you back. You're holding you back.
Okay,
so don't, that's what happens a lot of time with illness, is the focus gets on it, like it's not a part of us and it's not a part of our creation. So make sure that you always start with anything that you're working on, guys, that you start with, yeah, I'm the responsibility of the creation of me, so where do I get to create differently around this? Okay, so continue, darling.
My sinus infection has been a chronic one, but I really haven't had one for a long time. And then it popped up a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And Carol, I'm not a doctor, but they're taking me to food. They want to go more to food allergy than sinus infection. Now, it may turn into a sinus infection, but are you aware of something you're allergic to?
Oh, yes. I'm allergic to wheat. I've known I've been allergic to wheat, and I do avoid it at all times unless sometimes I eat out and don't know I've eaten it.
Well,
when I ask,
they want to go more to dairy. What's going on with dairy?
Oh, I wondered about dairy because I have had trouble lately when I eat cheese or ice cream or
okay,
like
well, that's what they want to look. They think it's a kind of stems from that. But I want to go back even further then. Why do you believe you have to be allergic to any kind of food? Are you buying into this mass consciousness thing? You know, if you went 5 years ago, it was soy. And then if every year it's a different thing that everybody should be afraid of. So now it's gluten and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm getting that you're swayed by the mass consciousness around, oh, I better not eat this because it's not good for my body. But even there's something behind that. So we're claiming the symbol I am divine love to balance the energy sheets. But give me a song, baby.
All You Need Is Love.
Okay. So if all you need is love, and we know that's true, it's been given to us now from at least 100 different perspectives by the channel. Love, joy, and fun. Love, joy, and fun. Okay? Creates everything. Love creates everything and heals everything. So I want to know what you need to know around love that will allow you to know that you can create your life where your body accepts everything. Notice I did not say, which I almost did, but they corrected me before it got out of my mouth, allergy-free. Because if we say allergy-free, where does our focus go?
To the body.
To allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to focus on a body that accepts and harmonizes with everything we put into it. Now, what message about love do you need to be in harmony with that creates that? Jeez. Give me a movie. Carol, just give up and get out of your way. They'll give it to you.
Yeah, The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Well, hold on. weird stuff is going on in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, The Wizard of Oz. They're taking me to the very last thing that Glinda says, which is, you had the power all along, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, guys, wherever you're challenged in your life, that's where you have to love yourself so much that you know even there you have power and control over the creation. For example, Drew Barrymore had a lot of power and control over her business and her success. She was challenged in relationships, right? Some people have great relationships and loving relationships and just have a terrible time being successful. And some people fall out in health. And sometimes things kind of cross over and hold us all in the medium place throughout every subject. And it's all about, am I the power of me? Am I the creation of me or not?
Mm-hmm.
So we're claiming we are. And I want everybody to go to that love place. Let's connect once and for all that electrical charge of, oh my God, I honor, nurture, and respect myself so much that I am the world of me that knows I create me in every way. And so it is. Is there anything higher to know? Any other question to ask? Well, that was an interesting little journey down there, Carol. I hope you got it.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I know you have to deal with this physical thing until you get your energy in alignment so you don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're asking you to check out Derry.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Wow, what an interesting little journey. And again, my beloved people that I love so much, back to how important self-love is, which is why we created this new program. Hi, Karen in Canada. Whoops. Hold on. The thing bounced and I didn't get you on. Okay, Karen, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you diddling?
I'm diddling, baby. Wasn't that an awesome ride Carol just took us through?
Oh, most definitely.
Wow.
The last time we spoke, my friend had received a diagnosis around cancer. She had the surgery, some amazing ahas, and is cancer-free.
Excellent.
And I want to thank you for your assisting me in maneuvering through the part that I was in all of that. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for taking responsibility to do it, Karen.
Hmm.
You know,
so this morning, sorry.
No, go ahead.
So this morning in the shower, the statement is, I'm calling Dee with a story about a 2-year-old horse that I see as a pony. It revolves around birth and birthdays, deaths and funerals, the whole creation formula, and the time is now. In July 1988, my son chose to leave. After moving through that case of pissosity for 7 years of pretending I was okay, the story turned around and amazing doors opened, and he is my healing guide. On the 6th of September, a lady went to her pasture to bring her pony in for the night. The pony stopped about 10 feet away and walked back to the pasture. Never did that before. The lady followed. The pony stopped, put her head down, and started to graze. The lady bent down to put on the halter, and a shining piece of stone caught her eye. She was going to ignore it, chose instead to brush it off and wash it off. It was a duplicate copy of my son's headstone.
Oh, my God.
Now, his birthplace, where he was physically laid to rest, that headstone is there. So that
Oh,
so
my God.
A big, interesting, eh?
What do you mean a duplicate copy, Karen?
When I went to look at it, the stone is in the ground in her pasture, and it is the wording on my son's headstone.
Okay, so name, we're looking at the wording, right? It doesn't have his name on it, and his...
Yes.
It does?
It's like, tread softly, John Harry lies sleeping here. The date of his birth and the date of his passing. Beloved son of, little brother of. The wording is there. There's no error in the wording.
Okay. As far as you know, were there two headstones made ever?
No, not to my knowledge. Like, and the people that created the headstone, they're out of business.
Okay, so do you want to know what this means, or do you know?
Well, lots of things have surfaced, but there's just like a big chunk around that whole journey has surfaced. Christmas is coming, and I'm wanting to run away from birth and celebration. This is not a new story either. So I have the pony, and I have the horse, and I'm surely electrically charged. But I would certainly appreciate if there's anything coming through further expansion around this. Because, yes, I have come up with a lot of answers. But
yes, and what Karen's referring to with the pony is, for those of you that might be new, is wherever there's a lot of poop in our life, there must be a pony, which means a principle, a gift, an expansion, if we just look at it. The first words that they want me to give you, Karen, are you can't run away from birth process. You just can't. So the more you try to run away from it, the more you create disharmony within yourself, because birth will happen, death will happen. It's your perspective around it that matters. So this is all about literally, okay. All right, so your son is communicating from the other side. It's so funny, you guys. I don't know if you listened to the show where I said I'm not a medium, and the channel said, well, why the hell not? You're talking to somebody on the other side. I went, okay, I'm a medium. So now they're all coming through. As soon as you define yourself and accept it, you know, the reality changes. And these are his words to you, Karen. Can you please, Mom, put me to rest?
Yes,
you know,
and that's
energetically,
my message,
Karen. Forgive him, love him, let him move on, and you move on. This is not what you're supposed to be doing with your life. What you're supposed to be doing with your life is creating joy and love and knowing that you're nurtured and honored and respected, which you're not doing with yourself while you keep this whole story alive about the problems with your son and the lifetime that went down and his death and all that stuff. Can you bury it, honey, in peace and know for once and for all that it's buried, it's done, you are at peace with it? I mean, baby, we've worked on this, you know, two or three times at Creation Station. It's time to be at peace and start creating with the energy that's been focused on this, Karen. Hold on, there's something else coming in. Give me a song.
Come on in.
Yeah. Well, they said that's an affirmation. So what is come on in about?
It's the path in front of me, that the door is open, that the welcome mat is there. It's moving on.
Perfect. Perfect. Can you frickin' do that? Can you go in?
You know, Dee, this is the message that I got before I called you, but it's like I had the guidance to call, so that's why I've called, but it's a done deal. So for whatever reason, I had to say my story, maybe the last
time. Okay, but
time,
I didn't know, Karen.
Oh, okay.
It's a done deal with the words. It's not a done deal with the electrical charge. So I want you to spend time loving yourself, living in your love place, down in your heart, that instant place where you go to experience love, while you say to yourself, yes, this is what it feels like to be completely at peace, and moving on through the next door. I'm coming in, guys. I'm coming in. I'm expanding and nurturing myself through the peace of this process. I want you to feel that, because you haven't really felt it. You've done it, but you haven't felt it. And until you feel it, it's not done. Do you understand? It's not complete.
Most definitely. I've got
okay.
It.
Now mm-hmm. There's nothing else. That and man, what a great message and journey. That's what I was really wanted to say in this whole show, Karen. So thank you, darling.
Thank you. Much love.
Yeah, much love to you, honey. Okay, we're going to Annie in Georgia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I talked with you real briefly on the pre-call with Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about, and it's like your computer did this morning, my whole thing started with my computer problems and not playing videos, and it threw me back into 16-month-old emotions. But what I was talking about that we didn't quite get complete was repressed emotions, and you'd said that you didn't deal with it that way, but I felt that until I let the repressed emotion up and felt it and let it pass, that it was sitting back there all that time.
Well, that's okay, beautiful, but I want to know what emotions did you then, did you go to love?
Absolutely. It brought me into total love and joy after that, and total forgiveness for the people I was angry with. And
okay, well, my pendulum's going to know. So something's falling out there somewhere. Let's find out what it is. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets. Book. Give me a movie, baby.
Dancing with the Wolves.
Okay. There is... Wow, I get this is, this is everybody's. Okay, well, of course, everything we bring on the show is everybody's, but listen up is what they're saying. There's still that excitement, that electrical charge excitement that's connected to danger, that's connected to not being able to do it. And so we're all being asked to stop right now, and this means no matter, you know, when you are listening, even after the live show, to stop now. Let's all go to our love place. That's the charge we want to make around it's easy, it's effortless, it's joyful, my life just flows. This is who I am. This is the charge I'm sending out right now from my electromagnetic aura. Life and my perspective on life and the world is that it all runs easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, that I am always nurtured, honored, and respected. And so it is. And then they're saying, can we hold that love place for what's going on in the government right now? Because the government is showing us what happens, which is a shutdown, when all energy is not integrated and working together. Do you understand that our politics is being a metaphor for each individual person, that when we're not working together in harmony as a whole, and the collective consciousness is out of harmony with itself, this is what your government looks like. So, again, know the importance of holding yourself in love and peace and joy and fun. They keep underlying fun, okay? And I'm so glad you called in and finished that, because that was that was the completion of what we started yesterday, baby. Thank you so much for that, for following up.
Where am I not in harmony with that, though?
Well, you are now.
Oh, okay, because I felt like I was in total love when I spoke with you, and yet I've been going back and working on it, and I got that it's my mother's and father's energy, and I'm trying to love everything through it, even the goose that showed me surrender, and so I didn't understand it.
Okay,
yeah.
Basically where you were falling out is that there was still a charge about making it hard and dramatic.
Oh, because of the feelings I went into yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
And I went into the fetal ball and moved through it. But I don't know how to get through it without letting the feelings up. If you keep repressing them, that's my question.
What I'm saying to you, baby, is that's your belief. Your belief that you have to go through and experience them all again.
I got to work through it instead
right.
of just play
and
with
my belief
it.
Is no, you don't want to go back and experience those electrical charges. You want to replace them with love and joy and fun.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay.
Thank you. That I didn't quite. My mind couldn't wrap around
that. That's okay.
That.
You and probably half the other people on the call. So
yeah.
Loving
you.
Thanks for calling in again, baby.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, we're going to. Carol in Virginia. Hi, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I guess I'm just sort of touching base because I'm in the midst of a transition that I think is good. I'm doing bankruptcy to get a fresh start.
Uh-huh.
And
well, it's good if you're calling it good.
I'm calling
but
it good.
Yeah, you are calling it good, and there's a little guilt involved.
Oh, yeah, there is. I know.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. So that's not good, is it? Unless you're calling it good. Do you want to call guilt good, baby?
No. That's why I'm here with you now.
Yeah. Okay. So who's in control of shifting that?
Well, I must be.
Absolutely. You're in control of everything. You're the God of you. You get to pick your thoughts and pick your perceptions about everything in you and in your life. So how about you choose to direct your energy to let go of the guilt? And what's the opposite of guilt for you?
Oh, gosh. That's freedom.
That's a good question, isn't it?
I mean, I gave you an answer that wasn't thoughtful, but freedom was. But no,
yes.
I'd love to know. Freedom?
Yeah, I buy freedom. If you're free, you're not guilty. If you're in peace, you're not guilty. If you are nurturing, honoring, and respecting yourself, you sure as hell aren't guilty, because that's a sin against your own energy.
Okay.
You got it?
I intellectually, not in my heart, but in my mind.
Well, but that's where you need to get it, and that's what the whole show's been about, Carol.
Oh, I understand. I just didn't want to answer you dishonestly.
So, well, it's a quick fix. But not, of course, if all of you believe that it's hard and a struggle, it's not a quick fix. But if you believe it is a quick fix, it's a quick fix. So you want to believe that?
Yes.
Okay. So drop down into your heart and just go to anything that instantaneously opens it up. For me, it's one of my pets, my little girl when she was little and was so happy to see me every morning. You'll know what it is. You got something?
I do.
Okay. That's the energy that you want to attach to bankruptcy. That's the charge that you want to go, I love myself so much that I'm allowing myself to let go of this stress and this guilt and this box that I got myself in for a good reason, so that I can learn that I create my own life, that I will create differently now, and I will be abundant and responsible with my money. So it's all good. It's a good lesson in life that I've given myself, and I'm going to love me through it and accept everything that I've created and just know that I want to squish my Play-Doh up and create something else.
Right.
Okay, now you've shifted it. Can you feel it?
As long as I don't think about it, yes.
Well, then don't think about it, because your mind is trained to go, yes, but.
Right.
And that's why they're saying it's so important to always bring yourself back to that experience. So that's the new experience you send out so that the universe can respond in a new way.
Okay.
See, it's not the universe's responsibility about what it's sending us. It's our responsibility about what charge we're sending out that says, send this back to me.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? All right. They're saying she got it, but you got to let yourself know you got it now, Carol. Acknowledge that you got it. Don't have to go back into the drama. You get to stay in the peace and the knowing if you so choose. All right, baby?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. LaVon in Nevada?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi. I think maybe your intro partially answered my question, but I tend to play small, and I know I learned that as a child. I'm also indecisive. And I think it's all kind of wrapped up in the same issue. And it's so deeply seated. How do I release the fear that holds this in place?
Okay, again, the first thing they want you to know is playing small is your definition of playing big. It comes from your mother.
Okay.
That, and now they're showing me my mother and the message, you know, well, they have money, but we're the good people. So if you stay small and humble, you know, the humble shall inherit the earth or the meek shall inherit the earth.
Right.
Right. Don't buy into that. That's not true.
Right. That's very true. But do you think it's tied with money?
I think that money, well, I don't think the channel is saying money is a metaphor.
Right.
You see, money is just energy, guys.
Right.
Money is an emotional creation. So the more you love you and the more you love life and the more you love the world and the more you love everybody else and you want to serve both yourself and others, then the money comes.
Okay.
But you can't be small and meek and humble and be rich in most of our definitions. It's absolutely possible to be humble and rich. There are many people who are.
True.
But most of us have been ingrained with the belief that rich means you're an asshole and you don't care about other people.
Right.
Right? Now,
right.
That's not true with Oprah. That's not true with Bill Gates. That's not true with a lot of people.
Very true.
Your consciousness decides what kind of person you are with money. Money is an inanimate object, period. It's all about your consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Now, they want to go on to another statement that you made about being indecisive.
Yes.
Okay. The indecisiveness, according to the channel, is you trying to get bigger and your little girl trying to hold you back because of these messages.
Okay.
So, I'm going to do it. Well, no, I'm not really going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. No, maybe I shouldn't do it because then I'd be big. Then I'd expand, right? So you're really using your indecisiveness as a tool to hold yourself back. Does that make sense to you?
No, I'm going to have to ponder that one.
Well, baby, if I sit here and go, I had the divine idea, was given the divine idea, okay, to create this gratitude of self-love program.
Uh-huh.
I was given the idea, which means the channel said, you should do this. So if I sit here for a year and go, well, God, I wonder if I really should do that. I wonder if people are going to like it. I wonder if, you know, maybe there's a better program that I'm never going to do it.
Right. A lot of my indecisiveness is afraid of giving the wrong answer, I think.
Okay, well, you can't give the wrong answer if you direct yourself to be the highest answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It all starts with the direction of you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can direct your energy but you.
Right.
Okay?
Got it.
So we're claiming that responsibility, which means we're demanding of ourselves to take the responsibility to think the thoughts that create the emotion, that create the electrical charge, that changes the reality of where we are right now. So you want to think, feel, and be charged around being totally decisive, moving on everything with passion and energy, and allowing money to be returned to you as the recipient of that energy that's going out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're claiming for all of us, and so it is. Wow. Thank you
Great.
For bringing that one in, baby cakes.
All right.
Go
Thank
be powerful. You're not serving anybody if you hold yourself small, honey.
That's true. I believe that.
Well, then go change it. All right?
Thanks very much, Dee.
Okay.
All right.
My little baby cakes. Hold on. Steve in New York. What's up, dude?
Darling, I am actually feeling really good. Today was the first day, I think, possibly in 25 years when I felt real gratitude. It really felt like, and I could feel, somebody said to me yesterday, because I must have been complaining, she said, you've done a lot of movies, you've been on stage, how many times does a stand-up? 10,000 times at least? And she said, why aren't you grateful for that? And I went, oh.
What was that? Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, okay. And this morning I really felt it. And last night, money's been wonky. Business wasn't really good at the show last night, but I had some incredible support from people who covered me so I could do something else in the beginning of the evening. Matthew came to the show and brought a singer friend of his. And I've been feeling that meant a lot to me. I mean, I could feel
yes, and what I want you to hear, Stephen, is the more ingratitude and fun you live, the more people want to come see you. Do you understand? Because they pick up that energy.
Ah, so
yes, baby.
I got it. I also wondered why things have been wonky on certain things. And listening to the call today, I really got it. It's like, Steve, you can't define yourself by your money, your body, how many people show up that night, whether you're doing a movie today or not.
Oh, my God. You know, thank you. Thank you for getting that.
You know,
yes, you have
long...
to define yourself first. Look away from the reality of your lives, guys, to the possibility of what you want to create and be that right now.
What I'm hearing is that don't even define yourself as an actor, even though I certainly can do that. Define yourself as a great man and let everything happen from that. A great man who's a very good actor, a very good person, you know, and all those other wonderful qualities. Because Monday when you said, you know, write a list of why people should love you, I went, I want people to love me when I'm an asshole. You know, it's like, I don't want this to be conditional. You know?
No,
I said
write a list. Oh, see, this is a perfect example of when you have a perception, how you don't even hear the right words. I said make a list of all the reasons you are lovable.
Oy. Okay.
Not why people should love you, but write a list of all of your attributes that are awesome.
Ah.
Like, I am a great mother. I can claim that unconditionally.
Right. Right. I am a fine actor. I am a good friend. I am an
yes.
industrious. I am an
yes.
industrious man. I'm a loyal husband.
I am a person that has fun in my life.
Yes, I can create fun for other people.
I am a person who lives in gratitude. You see, all those things define who you are. They direct the energy of you when you claim them. And
wow.
the more you feel it.
So much, yes, I'm feeling so much joy and love right now in a simple
yeah,
way.
That's what you want to take out into the world. That's Steve. And then all things become delivered to you, whether they're in material form or not. You watch. So many people just say, you know, Dee, I'm just, the greatest thing I get from this work is I'm just happy. My life is happy. And what more, you know, if you could get up every day, guys, and say, oh, my God, I live every day of my life being joyfully happy. Would it really matter how much money you got? And when you live your life being joyfully happy, what's interesting is that the energy of money then emotionally can find you.
I feel this incredible turnaround from someone. I mean, and this is very recent. It's probably like 2 hours old. But a man who has to punish himself for what might be perceived as his failures, somebody who can just go, who cares?
Yes, this is who I am. This is what my journey is about. And I'm loving and nurturing and respecting and honoring myself in my journey.
Yeah, and I'm an outrageous personality.
Yeah,
know?
And then it's people like, come to see you. But you see, Stephen, until you get that it's about you and that you're special, whether anybody's in that room or not, then they won't be there as much for you so that you can get that lesson.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I'm realizing all this is around me right now. But it's
yes.
sort of,
it's all about us, guys.
It's a very sweet lesson to get. I'm
all right. Thanks
say,
for calling in, baby.
I love you.
Love you, too. All righty. Let's see. What can we – where did I end up here? I think Robin in Colorado. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. I am emotionally schizophrenic or energetically schizophrenic at the moment, and I felt it on this whole call. And I was hoping you could give me some
well,
tough
yeah,
love
in,
or kick me in the
simple
ass or something.
In words, guys, if you're feeling that you're an energetic schizophrenic, it's because this is through the channel. Well, everything I say on the show is through the channel, even when I'm joking around. So your little child is battling your adult.
Yes. Jeez.
Okay, well, who's in charge here?
Well,
no,
I am.
No, who's in
I
charge here?
I am.
Okay, your adult self is the one that has to be in charge now. And that means we have to nurture and love and protect that little girl and that little boy because they learned a different charge than what we know to be true right now. Your little girl learned to be in fear to protect herself. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's not working so good for the adult, is it?
No, and can I just add a piece in here?
Yes.
I live in Colorado and was evacuated in the floods. Sorry, I'm so emotional about this.
It's all right.
And since that time, since all the water, right, which I know represents emotion and I know we're mostly water, since then I have been all the things I feel like I lost all my power. Right,
water can't take away, honey, water can't take away your power unless you give it. Nothing can take away your power unless you give your power away. So maybe it would be nice to choose the perspective that the water is washing away everything that needed to be washed away so that everyone can start anew.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and the adult me gets
Okay, well then you've got to get a hold of your child.
Yeah.
And if you want, I don't have time to go into it again now, but on Monday's show I was explaining how my little child took over my life around my daughter's engagement party.
Yes.
You know?
I heard that.
So, okay, good. So this is what's happening to you. Look at it with a little bit of humor and love her and go, you know, sweetheart, I know you were taught to be afraid so that you could keep yourself safe, but what I know now is that that just keeps us in fear. So we're not going to do that anymore, because that's not loving, nurturing, and honoring and respecting me. And if I don't do that with me, the world cannot mirror that back to me. I can't get the electrical charge of nurturing, honoring, and respecting and loving back to me if I don't give it first to myself. Do you understand, Robin?
Absolutely.
Okay, darling. The more you – this is really up right now, guys, us dealing with our kids. If you want a great insight into what's going on around what you're trying to create in your life, if you're having a block – look at what messages you were given from the time of conception through 7 years old.
Yep.
Let your little girl and your little boy give you information so that you can help redirect that part of your energy. Okay, love?
Yes.
All right. Many blessings to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. Bye-bye. I seriously wish we had another hour. This has been the most amazing call. Know that your question has been answered during this call. Allow the energy to move through. And please keep going to your love place and experiencing love and joy and fun, woohoo, around everything you want to create. Till we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. That's what it's all about. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.